We close this longest chapter of Mahler's life, that is, the Viennese chapter, with an appraisal of Mahler's last Viennese years written by his contemporary, the critic Richard Specht. And I quote Herr Specht. In the last years of his career in Vienna, Gustav Mahler was treated like a schoolboy, harried like a criminal delinquent, even libeled concerning his private life. And with the exception of a few loyal supporters who supported him and objected to this vulgar manhunt, but whose voices were drowned out by the din, people said nothing. Because people in these parts are so well-bred and refined. Indeed, well-bred and refined. Mahler in New York. Mahler's four-year contract with New York's Metropolitan Opera called for him to conduct for 3 months a season, with all travel and housing expenses to be paid by the opera. Musically and financially, Mahler's first season in New York was a great success. Between January and late April 1908, he conducted 27 performances for Mahler. This is a light load indeed, in New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. His accommodations, an 11th floor suite at the Majestic Hotel overlooking Central Park, were palatial. He made a lot of money. Stocking the larder for his wife and surviving daughter is how he referred to it. Gustav and Alma, like any cultured Europeans, were fascinated with New York, so big, so fast, so youthful, so eager to please. But always, just beneath the surface, was raw grief. Alma, quote, "These days in New York might have been perfect if we had not been annihilated by the death of our child. Mahler spent half of the day in bed to spare himself. The child's name had not to be mentioned in his hearing, and our days were so disconsolate that often in the early morning, after spending a sleepless night walking up and down, I sat on the stairs on our 11th floor merely to catch some sound of human life below. Suffering estranged and embittered us. It was a wretched winter for both of us," unquote. On returning to Europe, the Mahlers rented a home in the village of Toblach. It was there that Mahler would compose Das Lied von der Erde and his symphonies numbers 9 and 10. Das Lied von der Erde. The summer of 1908, oh my goodness, began badly. The Mahlers were still grieving for their daughter, and Mahler was in constant fear for his health and indeed his life. In June of 1908, he wrote Bruno Walter, and I quote, "I must alter my whole way of life. You cannot imagine how painful this is to me. For years, I have grown used to taking strenuous exercise, to walking in forests and over mountains, and boldly wresting my ideas from nature. Even my spiritual worries disappeared after a long walk or climb. Now I must avoid all effort, watch myself constantly, walk as little as possible. Living as I do here in solitude, concentrating only on myself, I feel more intensely all that is wrong with me physically. Perhaps I'm looking on the black side, but since I've been in the countryside, I've felt less well than in town where distractions keep my mind occupied," unquote. Alma reported that, quote, "We went out to many lovely places from Salzburg to the Königssee, among others, but we avoided strenuous walks owing to the ever-present anxiety about his heart. He was always stopping on a walk to feel his own pulse, and he often asked me during the day to listen to his heart to see whether the beat was clear or rapid or calm. As an aside, my friends, a hypochondriac with a bad ticker, is there anything or anyone more paranoid?" Back to Alma. "This summer was the saddest we were to spend together. Every excursion, every attempt at distraction was a failure. Grief and anxiety pursued us wherever we went. Work was his one resource. He slaved at Das Lied von der Erde. These poems and their infinite melancholy answered his own," unquote.